For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. The plan that was abandoned by former Governor Scott Walker to rebuild part of Interstate 94 between the Marquette and Zoo interchanges in Milwaukee is getting some new support. Governor Tony Evers and legislative Republicans have been setting aside more and more funds to help pay for road construction in the state by raising title and registration fees. However, the state needs permission from the Federal Highway Administration to begin rebuilding, since the federal government would pay for the bulk of that project. If approved, the section of I-94 between 16th and 70th Street could create upwards of 6,000 new jobs. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. Wisconsin is currently ranked number one in the nation for rate of transmission of the novel coronavirus. Back in mid-June, the rolling average of new cases in the state was under 300 a week. Currently, the state's seven-day rolling average is 565. On Wednesday, the state health department confirmed 598 new cases. Every other Midwestern state is ranked in the middle of the country, and Illinois, despite having the largest city in the region, manages to rank just 11th for rate of spread. The total Wisconsin death toll from COVID-19 stands at 807. High today of 90 degrees, with temperatures dropping a few degrees this afternoon as thunderstorms begin rolling in across southeastern Wisconsin. Thunderstorms expected to continue overnight with lows around 70. Friday, highs in the mid-80s with showers wrapping up in the morning, leading to partly cloudy skies during the day. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. For the second time, the state Supreme Court is upholding most of the lame duck laws passed in 2018 to limit the powers of Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call. The laws upheld mean that the governor will have to seek the approval of state legislature before taking action on things that used to be left to the executive branch, like seeking federal waivers to implement state laws or leaving federal lawsuits. The lame duck laws mean it will be more difficult to change Republican initiatives surrounding things like Wisconsin's voter ID laws or work requirements for food stamps and Medicaid. The decision is likely the last for Justice Daniel Kelly, as he lost his re-election campaign in April to incoming Justice Jill Karofsky. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. A special meeting of the Milwaukee Public Safety and Health Committee to discuss the MKE CARES Act is set up for Thursday afternoon. The act would make masks mandatory for anyone older than 3 years of age while in public places and require people to stand 6 feet apart. The proposal could also provide free masks to all city residents. Milwaukee businesses would be required to enforce the mask requirement or risk being fined between $50 and $500. High today of 90 degrees, with temperatures dropping a few degrees this afternoon as thunderstorms begin rolling in across southeastern Wisconsin. Thunderstorms expected to continue overnight with lows around 70 degrees. Friday, highs in the mid-80s with showers wrapping up in the morning, leading to partly cloudy skies during the day. Saturday, highs in the mid-80s with afternoon showers in Milwaukee. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. The city of Sun Prairie is honoring firefighters that assisted during a gas leak explosion back in 2018 with a commemorative statue. Fire Captain Corey Barr was killed in that explosion. A statue of a firefighter holding the helmet of the late fire captain will be erected downtown, and a portion of a downtown street is being renamed Barr Street. Masks will be required at the unveiling on Friday, and attendees will be divided into groups of 25 to help with social distancing. The public may also be able to view the event via the Sun Prairie Fire Department's Facebook Live. High today of 90 degrees with temperatures dropping a few degrees this afternoon as thunderstorms begin rolling in across southeastern Wisconsin. Thunderstorms expected to continue overnight with lows around 70. Friday highs in the mid-80s with showers wrapping up in the morning leading to partly cloudy skies during the day. Saturday highs in the mid-80s with partly cloudy skies in Madison. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network.